Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan.
Very good Wednesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So, bros, anything to talk about today?
Jonathan Loaizaga struggled yesterday.
FDU getting a punch of the ticket to the big dance.
And Hofstra got punched in the mouth.
The Knicks losing again.
Yes. James Dolan had a lot to say reading his roster off a piece of paper.
Oh, my God.
Well, yesterday we said, boy, these Odell Beckham trade rumors will never end until he's traded or retires.
Yep.
I did not realize that 12 hours later, he would be traded. That was a stunner and a half.
When I get a phone call from Ernie Acosta, okay? When Ernie Acosta calls me, you know it's something big that's happened. I'm telling you. Anytime I get a phone call from Ernie, you know, it's big. There's no doubt about that.
I agree, but Ernie false alarmed me last week because I see my phone. It says Ernie. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
Right.
And he tells me, Yankee season's over, Luis Severino's hurt. Now, meanwhile, Severino may be back in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So he false alarmed the daylights out of that one.
Yeah.
But in this
case, he wouldn't call me about that.
No, I know he wouldn't.
You know.
But in this case, it was not a false alarm. And I was sitting there watching TV with my wife, and all of a sudden, I see Mike Garafolo, who had it first, saying the Giants are trading Odell Beckham Jr. to Cleveland. No word on his return or what they were getting back.
Ernie didn't know until we were on the phone with me. Then we found out.
And that obviously is a huge part of it.
Sure.
I mean, sure, they're trading him. That's stunning in its own right. But what are they getting back? And I know that there's a lot of differences of opinions on Odell Beckham Jr., the player, the person, if they should have kept him, if they should have traded him. I have a similar feeling about Odell Beckham Jr. that I had about Robinson Cano, that I had about Darrell Revis, that I have about Jacob DeGrom. When I have a tremendous player, I don't like getting rid of them. I just don't. And Odell Beckham Jr., despite everything that's happened over the last 5 years, is a tremendous football player. Nobody can deny that. And he's not 36, he's 26. So my first reaction is simply, I hate getting rid of a talent like that. And clearly this shows you what Dave Gettleman's trying to do, which is blow the whole damn thing up.
Yeah, no question. To be honest with you, I thought it was a tremendous trade for the Giants. If you're gonna do what he's doing, and obviously now I know because he's traded everybody that he didn't bring in here. He got rid of Harrison, he got rid of Apple, he got rid of Collins. Now he gets rid of Odell. He's getting rid of everybody. So if that's your game plan and you're gonna start from scratch, which is pretty much what he's doing.
Sure.
Look, they tried to win last year and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. So he said to himself, you know what? Okay, fine. Now I'm going in the other direction. So if that's what you're going to do, then I thought getting a number one, getting Jabril Peppers, and getting a third-round pick, I thought was a pretty good deal for the guy, to be very honest.
I think it's a good return. I didn't think it was the return that Dave Gettleman had laid out a few weeks ago when you talk about them having to be blown away. It's a middle first-round pick. It's not the number two overall pick in the draft.
No.
And that was the thing that was kind of the dream of Giant fans last week whenever this was discussed. Hey, would the Niners trade the number two overall pick?
Right.
We're talking about the 17th pick in the draft.
Yep.
We're talking about the last pick in the third round until you get to the supplemental picks
they
that
did,
comes.
They did kind of get a first-round pick, though, getting Pepe's back. He's only 23.
He's a first-round pick 2 years ago.
I understand.
But now, he had a good year last year.
He's a good player.
And he fills
a
need.
And he's a kid. He's 23 years old.
No doubt. And he fills a need.
And he can return kicks. He's a good player.
Sure. And he certainly fills the need at safety. They also signed Bethea yesterday, right, which makes no sense when he's 34 years old. But you say, and you're right, that Dave Gettleman's getting rid of the players
everybody
he inherited. He didn't inherit the contract.
I understand.
Why did he give him the contract?
I think last year they came into the season thinking, okay, we're going for it.
Yeah, but you could go for it without Barkley giving him a contract.
Well, I don't know. They had a change of heart. They decided, you know, we haven't won anything with him. We're going to make a deal.
Well, they haven't won anything with him, and that is true. But did they not win anything with him because of him?
Well, look.
No.
I understand that. But he is a wide receiver, and you could tell me till the cows come home about what an all-world talent he is. That's all well and good. You need a lot more than Odell Beckham to win.
No question.
And he is going in a completely different direction.
Hey, to your point.
Let's see what he does.
To your point, you need a lot more than Odell Beckham Jr. to win. 100% agree. That's why the argument of what have they won with him is argument doesn't work. You can't say what have they won with him,
but
then also say you need a lot more than him. I agree they need a lot more than him.
You know,
it's football. A wide receiver's not going to win you a championship.
I understand, but they wanted to part ways.
No, I understand that, but the argument
now you
got to
get a quarterback. Now, as far as I'm concerned, what do you do with Eli now?
I agree, but the point is the argument of look at their record with
all
him.
Right.
How can you make that argument? Well, you just did. So why would you make it?
Well,
What's the point?
But I think that's part of the mindset. Hey, we had this guy for 4 years. We didn't win anything with him. I'm going to move on. I'm getting rid of everybody. And that's it. It's not like they won championships with the guy.
I agree with you. And you need a lot more than a wide receiver.
You do.
But if you want to trade him because, hey, we're blowing the whole thing up, let's get picks.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I get that. But the record thing is just it's a bad argument. I'm sorry.
All right.
I've heard it so much and it just doesn't work.
All
every
right.
time it's said, I just, like, why?
Right.
Why bring up what the Giant record is? Look at their record when he hasn't played.
I understand.
It's worse than when he has played,
okay,
and we know that Odell Beckham Jr. was a part of why they actually won some games.
Is that also? But let's go to what your point just said.
Yes,
is that part of the reason they let him go too? The guy missed almost the entire season 2 years ago.
Yes,
and he missed 4 games at the end of last year.
So
this is a guy that's had some trouble staying on the field as well.
No question. You want to go through why they trade Odell Beckham Jr. or the reasons to trade Odell Beckham Jr.? That's one of them. He hasn't stayed healthy.
Nope.
The second one, the distractions. I completely agree. It seems
definitely part of it.
Whether they're major or not, they still seem to happen like every month. Every few weeks there was something.
Right.
Whether it was the interview with Lil Wayne.
Yep. Yep.
Whether it was the video in Paris.
Yep. Right. Whatever it was.
Whatever it was, there always seemed to be something. And this is a point Boomer made yesterday, and he was predicting the future, and I don't think it's a terrible prediction, that this could have gotten worse. That eventually he may have pulled an Antonio Brown and said, I want to get out of here. And if he did that, you're not getting the same value back.
Right.
Look at what the Steelers got back for Brown.
Right, especially if they were a bad team again this year. And let's say that they kept Beckham and then still got the young quarterback. And they weren't going to win anything this year. What was he thinking?
No. I think there are reasons to trade Odell Beckham, and you laid out a few of them. All I'm saying is I don't like the reasoning of the record. That's just me.
Fair.
I don't think it's relevant to it.
Okay.
But let's get to the next thing you said, because you're right. And I think that's the next big thing here. What the heck are they doing a quarterback?
They got
to
draft a quarterback now. I mean, my mind. And what are they doing with Eli? Are they going to keep Eli there? Isn't Eli getting an extra $5 million in the next couple
days?
You know.
They need to cut Eli
Manning.
They do.
They got to let him go.
And
are you 100% right?
And here's where I actually feel bad for Eli Manning. I feel bad for the guy. I don't think the timing is good. Because
timing
the Jacksonville Jaguars filled their quarterback spot. Now, maybe they would have signed Nick Foles anyway. I have no idea. But I bet if they were negotiating with Nick Foles and Eli Manning was out there, maybe they wouldn't have to have paid him as much money.
Is there any way that they would sit down with Eli and he would take, you know, obviously have to restructure his deal, okay, and that he would keep him here to kind of tutor the young guy? Do you think he'd buy that?
He may buy it, but here's the negative to that now. Let's start with what we all know now. The Giants are rebuilding.
Right,
they've blown this thing up by making this trade.
No question.
All right? If you restructure with Eli Manning, which I've been in favor of, yes, you clear room this year, but it's actually going to hurt you next year.
Right.
Why would I sink a dime into dead money next year? Because next year the Giants potentially, Joe, could have $100 million in cap room. I think at this point you move on from the guy.
Yeah.
I think you
got to let him go.
You say thank you and you move on.
I think you got to let him go.
What? They are not going to win football games this year, or at least enough football games to win a division or make the postseason.
No, they're not winning. This is a total rebuild now. Let's be honest.
So do Eli a favor, even though you've already waited a while, and just get rid of him. You can't go into this season with a 38-year-old quarterback.
No, I'm with you. I completely agree. And so they got to do something in the next couple of days. I think it's Sunday when it kicks in, right?
Yeah, it's in the next 4 or 5 days. They got to pay him a $5 million roster bonus. And I don't think there's any way you can.
No, I'm with you.
And so now there's no good situation, because if you just keep him here, you've got a $23 million cap hit for a 38-year-old quarterback when you're a rebuilding team. That makes zero sense.
Yep.
If you restructure, which is great in the short term, but now you're kind of taking credit away. You're taking the credit card out, and it's hurting you cap-wise next year or the year after. Why would I do that for Eli Manning? Not when I'm not even trying to win this year. I can't do that. If I was trying to win, which I thought the Giants were trying to do, we weren't sure what the Giants were trying to do, I get it. You know, restructure the deal, get the number down so you can add more free agents.
But they're clearly not trying to win now. That's obvious.
So I don't even think a restructuring makes sense anymore. I think you got to get rid of them.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you got to get rid of him. And you got two options at quarterback in my mind, because Murray's going one. And I don't know if they love Murray anyway. You got to either trade up to get Haskins, okay? Although he could still be sitting there at six. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. You know,
I think it's possible.
It's risky, but it's possible.
Correct.
Or you got to make a deal for Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Those are your two options.
I'm in on making the trade for Josh Rosen. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I would do that. Especially if I don't love Dwayne Haskins or Kyler Murray. And that's the key.
Right.
Dave Gettleman or Paul Dottino banging the hand on the desk thing.
Right.
You're not banging the hands on the desk for either quarterback.
Right.
Or Daniel Jones or whomever.
Right.
I think
Kingsbury's banging the hand on desk for Murray.
Yeah, he's dancing on
I think he is.
He's dancing on the bar table.
Yep.
I think you call up Arizona and you offer a third for Josh Rosen. The Giants are flush with draft picks. Not a first, not a second, a third, if I can make it happen. And remember, now you've got that third that you got back in the Brown trade. It's actually the Patriots' third round pick.
Is that what it is?
Right?
Yeah.
You try to make that deal for Rosen. You bring him in, you give him the keys, and say you're the guy for the year. You're the quarterback.
Right.
Assuming this team goes 2-14, 3-13, whatever they do, next year I'm now in position to draft a quarterback.
Yeah. That's true.
So I'm doing two things.
Unless even if they are 3-13, you like Rosen enough.
Right. That changes.
Because even if they did do that, I mean, the team, he's not going to have much to work with this year. You know, Rosen, what's he going to have? He's going to have a Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram. I mean, what else has he got?
He's going to have an improved offensive line.
The offensive line will be better.
Saquon Barkley. Assuming no other significant moves, like you said, Evan Ingram and Sterling Shepard.
Right.
You're right. You give Josh Rosen a year, but you're not marrying Josh Rosen. You know, you're not committing long-term to him.
No, that's fair.
You're dealing a third-round pick for him. And then next year, where the quarterback class is projected, that's the key word.
Projected to be very good.
Projected to be better, then you draft the quarterback. So I don't think with the 12 picks you have to draft a quarterback. What you need to do is you've got to bring someone in.
Oh, well, somebody's got to play. It's not going to be Kyle Laletta.
No.
If they let Manning go.
Or Eli Manning.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If Manning goes, I mean, it's not going to be Kyle Laletta.
But they have to let Eli go at this point.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I think you got to let him go.
They've made their decision to rebuild.
Yep.
Now, there will be a lot of Giant fans that don't like how they're doing it by dealing Odell. There's going to be a lot of Giant fans that love it. It's going to be a very mixed view.
Hey, look, you know what? It's a business. You know, Phil Simms got let go pretty unceremoniously, too. He did. So,
about getting rid of Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes.
It's business.
Yeah.
But I think that you either have to draft a quarterback or bring in Rosen and then potentially draft a quarterback next year. Yeah. I'm drawn in by the Rosen idea because I got the young quarterback who may be my answer, maybe.
And he's already had a year in the league, too.
Right. A year.
So there's something, you know, he already had a little, you know, seasoning behind him.
No question. And then if he is not impressive enough, and I love the quarterbacks next year, and I've got the number one overall pick, which all could be true, who knows, then you're in position to potentially draft Tua.
Yeah, you're in that position.
So,
correct.
I don't think it's you have to draft a quarterback, you have to draft a quarterback. I think it's you have to draft a quarterback, or you have to bring in a young guy like Josh Rosen at this point. But we have been saying for a week or two now, what's Dave Gettleman doing? What's he doing? Well, I think it's obvious now what he's doing. He's blowing the whole thing up.
Yeah. Yep. Now he's doing it. Now he's definitely blowing it all up. No question about it.
And a couple of things, and it's come out over the last 12 hours.
Think Eli could wind up in Washington? Maybe they decide, you know what? We don't want Case Keenum. I mean, you never know.
I doubt that.
Well,
the scary thing is for Eli.
Than Case Keenum.
I just don't know where Eli ends up at this point. If the Giants got rid of him, I don't know.
Miami? Well, that's the only place. Where else? Who really needs a quarterback right now?
I don't know.
Right?
And I think
is there anybody else? If the Redskins really like Keenum, okay, and Denver's got Flacco, they're going to go with Flacco. They don't want Eli Manning. Where else is he going?
There aren't a lot of spots for him
now. Foles is in Jacksonville, and Foles is also 8 years younger than Eli.
Same thing with Case Keenum, though.
Right, no, I understand.
I mean, Case Keenum is significantly younger than Eli.
So Miami's the only place.
And that's if Miami wanted him. I don't know if they want him.
Well, I'm just saying, but I'm just looking for a team that has no real quarterback.
No, you're right. I mean, he'd almost, he could back up Sam Darnold if he wanted.
Could back up Sam Darnold.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But the truth is.
I don't know about that one.
The truth is, what sucks for Eli is that if the Giants did cut him, I have no idea where he'd end up.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you're laying it out. I don't think there's a great place for
him. Where is it? Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense at this point to bring him back. But one thing about Dave Gettleman, who right now Giant fans are not huge fans of at this point, he was BSing all of us.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
Because they were shopping Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
There's a report.
Even last year they probably were too.
Well, but why'd they sign him? How does that make sense?
I can't
sense?
Answer the question for
the
that.
The only answer is something changed since August 31st. So what was it? The ESPN interview? Him getting hurt again? Maybe him not playing the last 4 weeks?
Maybe.
Maybe it's one of those things.
Maybe.
Maybe Shermer realized, boy, I can't coach this guy.
Maybe. Maybe.
So there are options of what changed. I'm just saying, this general manager, who you're right, is cleansing the roster.
Oh, no question.
Signed him.
Yeah.
You're right, he didn't draft him, but he signed him to this mega contract, which, yeah, they got a decent return. I don't think it's all world, but they got a good return.
No, they got a good return on it.
They would
definitely
have done better if they didn't give him that contract extension.
Probably true. Still a pretty good return on it. And I'll tell you, and just looking at the Browns now, everybody's delirious over the Browns, and I understand. And I said, and we said this yesterday, Cleveland's the favorite to win their division now, even before Beckham.
Right.
I will say this, though. Cleveland now has got a lot of pressure on him.
Oh.
Now you got a young team.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All these young guys and a new head coach that are going to be have tremendous. Everybody's going to be. They're going to be the trendy pick, certainly to win the division, and they're going to have a ton of pressure on them.
Not only that, not only the pressure, which you're right about, not only the coach with no experience. How about the personalities in that room?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of them.
There's a personality who used to play for the Jets named Sheldon Richardson.
That's
just signed
there. Signed him. Yeah,
he's got one hell of a personality.
Good point.
They went out and brought in Odell Beckham Jr. and him and Jarvis Landry are best friends. Yep. Really? Let's see what happens when there's one football.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens then.
That's true.
And their run game features two incredibly talented running backs. Will the Browns kind of become a run-first team?
Maybe.
Because I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry is going to love that either.
That's true.
No, and you've got a quarterback who's got a lot of pressure on.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of pressure on Cleveland now all of a sudden. They went from brutal, laughingstock team now to this team that's going to be expected to win. It's going to be very interesting to see what
happens.
They
are right now in the NFL the most must-watch team.
Yeah.
From a combustible standpoint.
Yep, no doubt.
From a talent standpoint.
Yep.
From a pressure standpoint.
No question.
From an everything standpoint.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.